push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. April is Financial Literacy Month, and we're here to help you build a stronger financial future together. Whether you're interested in learning more about budgeting, saving, or planning for a major purchase, our team is ready to support you with the resources and personalized guidance. Stop by or call today and take advantage of our financial education tools and make the most of your spring goals. Let's work together to help you take the next step towards financial confidence and success. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Hampton Tree Board members Dick Lukensmeyer and Randy Sanders. We're going to be talking about today the project they have done so far here this spring, the recent grant they received to help plant more trees here in the city as well, and also what is planned for this fall. Appreciate you two for joining us once again today. Seems like an annual thing at least once a year. Sometimes twice a year we talk to you, but Dick, I'll kind of let you first and foremost tell us how long the Tree Board has kind of been active here in the city.
Thanks for inviting us in to chat today, Mitch. We are proud to say this is our 14th consecutive year to be a member of the Tree City USA program. And this all started back when we identified that we had a huge problem in Harriman Park with oak trees dying. And we had a district forester come in and started an inventory of our trees. And we right away started removing those trees and replacing them. And within 3 years, we did our first evergreen project on 12th Avenue as you go west from the high school. There are five rows of evergreens now where used to be just an old concrete plant.
So then speaking of 2026 now, what have you guys kind of done so far here in the spring of 2026, Dick?
Well, we're taking money from several different grant sources. One of them is a DNR grant that I'm sure Randy will share more about, but we put 18 trees in the cemetery, and that was not with a DNR grant. Sorry, Mitch. But we've started with 18 trees in the cemetery. We've got three trees that are going into compost site, and we're going to have 70 trees that are going to go in the right-of-way between the sidewalk and the curb, and that's where the DNR grant comes in. I'll let Randy explain that a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead, Randy, talk about that, because you guys received some money, and it goes straight into buying trees and the like, all that here for the city.
Yep, correct. Ned Parker's the one that got the grant for us. That's federal money through the DNR, and we have 2 years to use this money. We buy the stuff and get reimbursed through this grant. So trees have to go in public areas. So the right-of-way between your sidewalk and the curb is the public area, one of the places we're really, really focusing on. City of Hampton lost roughly 365 ash trees just in the right-of-way alone throughout the whole city. We're going to try and put 70 back in this spring. Also, trees can go on trails, parks, but we're using other grants to do that. So, for instance, on the bike trail by CB's, we got a grant from MidAmerican Energy and put in 14 new trees there on the bike trail, replaced some of the flowering trees that had been damaged and were in poor condition. So now we have new shade trees in there through that grant. But this other grant that we got through the DNR for the right-of-ways is going to be a big shot in the arm. So we are just about sold out for the spring of our 70 trees, which is our goal. And then this fall, we'll be planting some more trees in the right-of-way. And anything that is left, we'll finish up next spring with that grant. And hopefully, by the time we're done, we're shooting to put in at least 150 trees in the right-of-ways of Hampton. And these trees are free for the people that live there. And it also provides fencing through this program. So if you're in a high deer traffic area, we'll come back and we'll install a fence on your tree. And that's also at no cost to the homeowner.
Again, we're joined by Hampton Tree Board members Dick Lukensmeyer and Randy Sanders as we talk about the efforts that they've done so far here in 2026. So you already said pretty much a trees for this spring, Randy, have been spoken for. But if someone's interested in getting a tree in the right of way, how can they proceed with that?
Just give us a call. My number is 515-681-1826 and Dick's number is 641 641- 425-7200. There's always a chance that someone will opt out, or what we have been running into is some of these right-of-ways have too much things. For instance, we have a couple locations that had too much fiber optic under there, and there just wasn't room for a tree to be put in there, so that opened up a space for a couple trees. So there's always the chance that we'll run into something like that, and a couple more trees could open up here or there for this spring.
So in the past years, we talked about emerald ash borers, obviously creating havoc across the state, Midwest, what have you, but what other diseases are you guys coming across, especially here in town here, Randy?
The bur oak blight was another big thing, and it seems to kind of concentrate in some areas. That was a big problem down in Harriman Park. It's a fungus that gets onto the trees. A lot of this stuff kind of goes into cycles. And so the next thing that you're talking about is an Asian longhorn beetle, which affects a lot of maple trees, also a lot of just hardwood trees. So there's always something on the horizon. And one of the most things we can't do anything about is Mother Nature and our severe storms, and it's getting more and more severe. One thing we've really, really noticed is since all these big ash trees have come down, now when a storm comes through town, the winds come through in a different direction. What they had protection from these big trees before, and now that's gone. And now these young trees that we planted have been getting kind of beat up in some of these storms. So we have to go out and do some staking on some of them. We have to do a little cutting back, trimming on them to keep them coming. But Mother Nature has the final say on everything.
Day ratios, high wind events, things like that. And we're in severe storm season like that. So I got to keep that in mind. Dick, you were telling me off air, it takes a crowd to get this done. You want to talk about some of the volunteers?
I just wanted to add one more thing to the list of things that are damaging our trees. This is not necessarily a killer, but the Japanese beetle has been a real horror on some of our fruit trees. They're hard on roses. They're hard on lindens. And doesn't necessarily kill them, but we've had a couple of years where you need to spray when they show up. You need to spray and kill them. So I just want to take a minute to talk about some awesome people, and that would be our key volunteers on the tree board. And I just want to list them for you. Rick Reakin, Jim Garrett, Craig Semler, Phil Strand, Ned Parker, Lori Polis, Mel Brown, Patty Walker, Lawrence Green, and Ted Goldberg. Now, there are many others that have helped a few days, but these people are dedicated people. It takes a lot of work to get done what we get done.
Can't forget about Scotty Semler, too.
Scotty. He's there. He's a good supporter.
So let's take a week where it's like really nice. Are you guys out planting pretty much every day here, Dick?
We have been. Even when it rains in the morning, we'll be out there in the afternoon. We've been blessed because we have enough moisture to have good soil in the ground, good moisture in the ground, but not too much so that we can't plant.
All right, anything else you'd like to add? I think I cut you off there a little bit.
Well, I'm just going to say thanks to our district foresters that we work with. Thanks to our new forester, Olivia, out at Bees Lake Park. We're going to be making some tremendous progress out there. We're planting 5 trees at Bees Lake Park this spring and every fall from here on out. She's supportive of us planting 5 to 10 more new trees. They've had the same ash borer problem out there that we've had in town. It's all over. But I also want to thank the area banks that have donated to us, individual donations, school groups that we worked with, 4-H members, and the many service clubs in Hampton that have been a part of this program.
And Randy, one last thought. We mentioned the word diversity several times before. How many different types of trees do you guys plant in a given spring or a given fall?
Oh, it's every year varies. Availability of trees varies every year. Some species I can get in the spring, but not in the fall. So usually 10 to 14 different varieties of trees we plant every year. And diversity, diversity, diversity. And that's the big thing through this DNR grant that we're doing. If you get 3 trees in your right of way, you're going to get 3 different kinds of trees. It's all about the diversity and making longevity work. One of the other programs that we didn't mention was our memorial tree program, where $250 buys a tree and a memorial marker. And they Plastic Recycling in Iowa Falls does these markers. And sometimes they'll just have a saying on there for the person. Now they have a thing they can put a picture on there. And now the latest thing is that there's a QR code that you can put on there. And you scan that with your phone, and pictures will come up of the family and the people, whatever that they decide to put on. So things are changing rapidly. And who doesn't have a cell phone now? So the scanning on there, it's really a neat idea. And so it's in the starting planning phase down there, recycling. But it sounds like it's going to be something that's going to go pretty well.
Say one of those memorials is where, when you're walking through the east side of the cemetery, kind of meet where that trail comes from Wellness Center. I know there's one of those memorials like right at that intersection. So interesting thing with that. Again, we're joined by Hampton Tree Board members Randy Sanders and Dick Lukensmeyer as we talk about projects taking place here in 2026. And anything else you'd like to add here, Dick? I know you're full of wisdom here.
We appreciate your support very much.
Randy, anything else you'd like to add?
Just keep planning and think about trees. And there's no messy trees, but there's sure a lot of messy people. So let's just keep getting those nice, clean trees in.
Our thanks to Randy Sanders and Dick Lukensmeyer for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where family recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.